Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Learning Leadership, The Five Fundamentals of Becoming an Exemplary Leader by James M. Kouzis and Barry Z. Posner. Narrated by Kevin Stilwell. Publisher's note, this audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material.
Introduction. The world needs exemplary leaders. There's a leadership shortage in the world. It's not a shortage of potential talent. The people are out there. The eagerness is out there. The resources are out there. The capability is out there. The shortage is a result of three primary factors: demographic shifts, insufficient training and experiences, and the prevailing mindsets that discourage people from learning to lead. Currently, 25% of the global workforce comprises millennials, those born between 1981 and 1997. And in some countries, that number approaches 50%. By 2025, estimates are that millennials will comprise 75% of the global workforce. At the same time as their numbers in the workplace are growing daily, organizations around the world do not feel that they have an ample leadership pipeline to meet present and future needs. An alarming 86% of respondents to the latest World Economic Forum survey think there is a leadership crisis in the world today, and most companies are seriously worried about their leadership bench strength. The demographic shifts are simply creating demand for exemplary leadership that exceeds supply. If the need for leadership development is great, then why is the pipeline nearly empty? Part of the answer comes from research conducted by leadership scholar Jack Zenger. He looked at his worldwide database of people participating in leadership training and found that their average age was 42. However, the average age of supervisors in the database was 33. It follows then, Jack reports, that if they're not entering leadership training programs until they're 42, they are getting no leadership training at all as supervisors. And they're operating with the company untrained, on average, for over a decade. Wow. Let us ask you something. Would you seek medical treatment from an untrained physician? Would you allow an untrained accountant to audit your company's books? Or would you hire an untrained engineer to design a new self-driving car? Of course you wouldn't. So why is this permitted with leaders? Here's another sobering fact to add to this shortage of leadership and inadequate preparation. There has been a global decline in the level of trust that people have in their leaders. According to the Edelman Trust Barometer, a highly respected annual study of trust in major institutions and their leaders, the number of countries with trusted institutions has fallen to an all-time low among the informed public. Among the general population, the trust deficit is even more pronounced, with nearly two-thirds of countries falling into the distruster category. Around the world, people trust their leaders less and less. No wonder there's a leadership crisis. For all the talk about the importance of leadership development and the need for better leaders, organizations, including governments and schools, have been putting little of their money where their mouths are. They haven't been doing what they say is vitally important. This is a somber global concern. At the same time, it is a huge opportunity for those organizations and individuals who choose to take the initiative. It's this opportunity that motivated us to write this book. We've been researching and writing about leadership for 3.5 decades, and we've been developing leaders for even longer. But we're seeing a growing divide between demand and supply that needs to be filled, and filled rapidly. We want to continue contributing, not only to narrowing that chasm, but also to supporting the initiative to create more and better leaders for the world. The leadership mindset. In seminars, we've been asking participants this question: how many of you think of yourself as a leader? In a group of 50 people, typically only 6 raise their hands. Even though these are usually people who have come together for leadership development, only about 10% identify themselves as leaders. Perhaps people are being modest, and they think that if they say they're leaders, they'll appear arrogant and as braggadocios. Maybe. But we think there's more to it than that. A mythology about leadership persists that makes people reluctant to claim leadership for themselves. It's as if leadership starts with a capital L and is reserved only for those with some special talent, birthright, gene, calling, position, or title. This perspective creates an invisible barrier and is a limiting belief that stops many from answering the call. Debbie Coleman is one of the first leaders we ever interviewed about personal best leadership practices, and the first leader we quoted in the very first edition of our book, The Leadership Challenge. At that time, Debbie was vice president of worldwide manufacturing for Apple Computers. In our interview, she explained, "I think good people deserve good leadership. The people I manage deserve the best leadership in the world." Debbie is now managing partner of Smart Forest Ventures, a venture capital firm, and serves on numerous boards. When we caught up with her again, we learned that her perspective on leadership is the same today as when we first talked with her more than 30 years ago. Debbie expresses the spirits of all exemplary leaders. They strive mightily to deliver the best leadership in the world because they firmly believe that people deserve it. Most likely, that's exactly what you want from your leaders. If you believe that the people you now lead, or will lead in the future, deserve the best leadership in the world, and if it's clear that there's a growing need for an increased quantity and quality of leaders, then it is imperative that you become the best leader you can be. Step one is to develop a leadership mindset. You don't have to wait for an organization to offer a program for you to become the best, nor do you have to wait for someone else to give you permission or provide some special resource. Just as Dorothy and her colleagues in The Wizard of Oz discovered, you already have everything you need to become an exemplary leader. This is the other reason why we wrote this book. We want to address and rectify some prevailing myths and misconceptions about what it takes to learn to become an exemplary leader. Learning to become an exemplary leader. After more than 30 years of research, we know that you are fully capable of leading. You may not realize it or fully believe it, but it's true. It's also true for 99.999% of people in the world. That's a statistic we'll explain in one of the early chapters. The larger purpose of this book is to share with you what we've learned about how you can create the conditions inside yourself and in the context in which you live and work to become a much better leader than you are today. We show that you can learn to be a better leader than you are today if you believe in yourself, aspire to be great, challenge yourself to grow, engage the support of others, and practice deliberately. In each of the chapters of this book, we share a key message about developing exemplary leadership, and we offer a practical tip on how to increase your capacity to lead. Learning leadership is divided into 7 parts. Part 1 is on the fundamentals. It sets the tone for the book and provides the context for discussing what people need to do to become better leaders. We talk about the myths and assumptions that inhibit leadership development, the 5 fundamentals of becoming an exemplary leader, the evidence that leadership matters, and how you are already leading, but not frequently enough. In part 2 of Learning Leadership, we discuss the essential elements of the first fundamental, believe you can. We stress how important it is to have a strong belief in your capabilities and a mindset that leadership can be learned. We present evidence that learning is the master skill and that leadership emerges from within. Part 3 is about the second fundamental, aspire to excel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?